Hello there, and welcome to my third Weibo. This is Xander underscore 01 off of Twitter, or Alex James Hunt off of Real Life. If you know me, hello. If you don't, hello. In this audio boo, I'm going to be quickly talking about character building for any good story. So anybody writing a script, a novel, or any story whatsoever, I would suggest you sort of... you don't have to listen to me if you don't want to, but do look it up, because... Yeah, character building is essentially the most important part of any story, because the characters are what makes the story. If you look at any good drama, any soap opera, read any book, novel, there's a character in that will influence it somehow. So it ultimately starts with the past, a backstory, the character's backstory. Where were they born? What year? What day? What hour? What are their parents like? Do they have any parents? Were they orphaned? Do they have any siblings? Were there sibling rivalries? What are their relationships with, like, with other people? Did they go to school? Did they not go to school? What were their social issues like? Class struggles, you know, divides. So stuff like this. This is all sort of put into this massive catalogue that creates your character. So you need to think of a backstory. Even if the audience don't see it, it... will make it more believable for you as a writer, which will define your writing in the future. Hopefully in the same story. So yes, that's a backstory. The main thing is to create a backstory. And then this next thing is called an arc. Now, an arc is what writers consider to be the progression of a character. So where the character starts, where the character is, where the character ends. So say, like, you create a character called Jeff, and he's got a fear of beans, you know, I don't know. So you got Jeff, and he's afraid of beans. That's what they were. What they encounter, he could encounter a pond full of beans, and then what they become. He could hate beans for the rest of his life, or he could then love them, you know, or he might not change his opinion. It's stuff like this. It's like, the things your character encounters, and then compare it to what they become, to what they were. So that's called an arc. Third thing is dialogue. Creating dialogue for your characters. What accent do they speak in? Do they stutter? Are they deaf? Do they use sign language? Do they speak in a foreign language? What accent do they have? Crap, I just dropped something. Do they swear? Like I didn't, but nearly did, by saying crap. So stuff like this. Also, dialogue is very important with my fourth point, relationships. How does their dialogue become affected by whose company they're in? Being in the company of certain people, does that affect how they are, how they speak? Do they tend to stumble on their words more? Are they more confident, more nervous? Do they tend to stay silent when somebody else is around? So yeah, relationships, my fourth point. What are your relationships? What are your characters' relationships like with everybody else in your story? How do they change with different people? Which then links me onto my fifth point, personality. You've got to come up with a personality for your character. Which is essentially what the audience will see. Whether you address a backstory or not, it's important for the actor and the writer to understand who your character is and what they're doing. And your personality, although that's the one thing that the audience are definitely going to see, you can't actually fully develop a personality without a backstory, without an arc, and without dialogue. Your personality is the final thing that sort of is created by their relationships with other people, the way they speak, what challenges they face, and their backstory. So that's how you create a personality. Anybody that sort of says, okay, well, I'm going to create this story, and it's going to be about this, and I'm going to have this character, and I want his personality to be like this, you failed. It's quite simply a matter of gathering everything else and putting it into one. So, backstory, an arc, dialogue, relationship, and personality. I have tried to do this in 5 minutes, and it is incredibly difficult. But I'm going to now go and play Dragon Age Origins on my new TV. So thank you very much for listening, and stay with me, because there's more audio boos to come. Okay, ciao beans manifesto.